Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. And my co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And we are having a wonderful conversation with Laura Mogul in reference to the landmark. And we ended the first session talking about the Wednesday programs for seniors.
Right.
But actually, it's not for seniors. I mean, it's open to anybody who wants to come. But in the middle of the afternoon, of course, you know, younger people are working.
Most of them,
you know,
if they're lucky.
That's true, too. That's another story. We're not going to go there.
Right. The program, the program is actually called Afternoon Tea.
Okay.
And that TEA, we like to call it Theater, Entertainment, and the Arts. But we also say we put the tea in tea. And the way we do that is by opening our doors a half an hour before showtime at 1:30. Showtime's at 2. And providing tea and baked goods, tea and refreshments, and it's all free.
Now, let me ask you, you only have once a week an afternoon performance?
We have two Wednesdays a month,
okay.
Yes.
And your audience, are they primarily seniors or
They're primarily seniors, yes. But more and more, as our talent base has grown for this program and the program has become more mature itself, we've gotten an increasing number. As John said, it's open to all. And there are no tickets, no reservations.
Right.
You just walk in or get dropped off in your bus or your car or however you get here. But more and more, we're finding other people, younger people, sometimes with their parents and sometimes on their own. It's
but
like
you,
our children's programs where people say they have a kid in order to be able
to come to something like
the old latte dogs. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm here for my kid, but really they just wanted
but
to see the dogs.
But once they're there, are they sitting in theater seats, or because you said tea, I visualized a room with round tables and they're getting tea?
I wish we had that flexibility. They're sitting in the theater. Having tea in paper cups with sleeves on them and cookies, you know, finger food types of cookies. It's not really a
similar
room.
Setup to the intermission in the theater. You know,
exactly.
You go downstairs at the bar, you get coffee or a
exactly.
drink and candy bar, and you go back to your seat.
We do have a bar, but we don't open it for this program.
Is there a matinee, a performance?
There is a performance starting at 2 o'clock. So they come at 1:30, you can have a little snack, and at 2 o'clock we'll start either the film or the performance, the lecture, whatever the program is. For instance, coming up June 21st, we have Warren Shine, who is known throughout the town of North Hempstead.
Right.
Great performer, very engaging, and he'll probably fill the orchestra of our theater, which is 300 people. He'll probably close to fill that.
Wow.
Yes, he brings his own audience, and he gives a tremendous show. So he'll give his show, he'll stick around afterwards and kind of schmooze with people. The shows run about an hour. The films run about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes. And that's the program.
So what you're saying is you're not just pound cake. You're a regular layer cake with frosting. They can see a performance. They can have something to eat. They can socialize, talk to people.
Yes. And the socializing is very important. As you mentioned before, we might have been on break when you were talking about that, but it isn't just coming and being passive in the audience. You know, it's what it sparks in terms of your conversation, your connection to the people around you. And I think that's the value of entertainment in any community, but so much more important when seniors tend to become more isolated.
Having the tea before it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an icebreaker because you go over and I'll say hello to you and you
right.
take a cookie or whatever you're doing.
Right.
And then at the end of it, since we had a little conversation, I might go up to you and say, wasn't it fun? Or
right.
I didn't like this piece
right.
of the show. But and it's important.
I hope
socialization.
You're not saying that.
But socialization
it
is
really
so
is.
Important.
Yes,
for
and
seniors.
Then they can say, are you coming to the next performance?
Right.
They can make friends, maybe
right.
give me your phone number. And it is vitally important that you've got to talk to people. You've got to get out. You've got to have something to look
exactly.
forward to.
Exactly.
Or you don't know if it's Tuesday or Thursday.
Right.
Right. No, that's so true. And good. Laura?
I just, because there's not going to be any smooth segue to this, sure. And I don't want to
smash
miss it.
In there. Let's go.
Right. We were talking about the food, and it reminded me that this program, as valuable as it is and as important and popular as it's become, doesn't exist without support.
Okay.
And I'd like to just at least give a shout out to the people who are supporting and organizations who are supporting this program. We got our initial funding for it from the Manhasset Community Fund's Green Tree Good Neighbor Fund. Now, they typically fund programs as an incubator for like up to 3 years, but we've just gotten our unprecedented fourth year of funding from them. But we will be seeking other opportunities to keep this program, to make it sustainable. We also get money from the New York Community Bank Foundation, who's been very supportive. But interestingly also, and this is the food connection, our refreshments are completely subsidized or completely provided by two community businesses. One is Serendipity in Manhasset. They provide tea for us, as the name, and also the means to brew it, so it's hot tea. And Coffeed, the bakery in Port Washington, the Sweet Comfort Bakery, which is operated by Coffeed. And that's kind of a lot of connections there because they're part of community mainstreaming. They hire people with autism and and to work in the store. And they also support community activities. They give us all of the baked goods for the program year-round. So I just wanted to make sure we didn't lose track of that.
This is your number here? That I can give out?
Yes. Well, let me give you the box office number. It's the box office always has information, even though you don't need to have tickets, but if you ever have a question about the programs, it's 516-767-6444.
That's 516-767-6444.
Correct.
Okay. And also, people can call 311, which I say all the time, because we'll have that information there. And you can call 311 if you want to get in touch with Laura in being a sponsor. They're always looking. I mean, it's an important thing. These things don't run on just the hard work, which is tremendous, all the work you put in. Stuff still has to be paid for. You have bills to
right.
You have to meet every month.
Yes.
And this is a free program. So, you know, somebody could be a sponsor for a couple of shows even, one show, whatever it's going to be. But that's a conversation with Laura, which, you know, I think is worth having. Many people want to get involved today.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
I'm glad you're on because I find, believe it or not, in the town of North Hempstead, which I think is, you know, a pricey place to live, and we have a lot of college graduates, well-educated people, but a lot of seniors don't know what's available for them. You know, if I were to say to half the seniors I know, have you been to Landmark? They would say, nah. You know, I've passed it. I know where it is. Right. I've heard about it.
But right. I think, you know, Laura even mentioned that. This program is growing.
Right.
We announce it every week. So we give the next couple, you know, because usually somebody must send over something to us.
That's exactly
so
what
we do. So each week we're talking about who's coming up. People mm-hmm. know to call 311. I'm the president of the Great Neck Senior Center.
Right.
I see it's posted there.
Right.
So little by little, you had five people, I'm sure, for the first show. And then it went to 10, and then it went to 20. And if you're going to have Warren there next week with 300, now I know you're saying he helps, you know, he brings his own.
Sure.
But it takes a while for these things to grow.
True. And the interesting thing you talked about, not, you know, it being a pricey community, but we have this free program. We also, for the people who live in our building, always provide free tickets for our regular ticketed season of programming as well.
So, oh, really?
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Super.
We also have a free ticket program, which is partially subsidized, partially underwritten by the Community Chest of Port Washington. And whenever possible, we distribute free tickets, some through senior centers, mostly through kids, and it's mostly for kids programs. But for some of our regular evening programs, when we can, we try to distribute free tickets and kind of share the talent wealth and the entertainment wealth that we're fortunate to have.
You know what's interesting? When you're what I call regular age, you know, between 22 and 60, You think it's all about...
Laura, we're not regular.
I've been irregular for a while. So.
Oh, I am so irregular. No. They don't even have a category for me. But when you're that age, you think, oh, we're the norm. We forget there are young children that need help. We forget there are senior citizens. I was always involved in things, and until I was over 50, I was not involved in anything for seniors. But I like the fact that we're getting up there, recognized, because more seniors are living healthy, getting up, having some place to go, someone to talk to.
Right.
Yeah. I think not just our building, not just Landmark on Main Street, but the public library also offers a tremendous amount of programming and things to do for seniors. And they're right across the street. We're kind of the cultural hub of Port Washington with the library and Landmark.
Right.
There's art galleries. There's restaurants. If you can find a place to park.
That's the only thing. Parking's a little difficult, but that's fine. So you get there a little bit earlier.
So you call 311 and you get the bus and
well,
you come on
too.
Up.
There's other ways, but it's an amazing little community.
Yeah.
And it starts right there. And you are the hub of it.
Yes, we
you
are.
You come out of your building, go to the left. You have restaurants. Go down to
the harbor.
Go down to the harbor the other way.
Or the bookstore down there. They have a little cafe.
I've never been in that bookstore, but it's always advertised.
Dolphin.
Dolphin. They do a lot of programs.
The one on the corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for community activities, they're very involved.
We're also a designated cooling center for Nassau County. So they haven't had to call on us yet, but apparently when there's a heat wave, we will get a call and say, can you have some people come and sit? And, if it turns out to be a Wednesday when we have an afternoon tea, then they
first
can be entertained.
Heat wave of the season is coming. That's what
it should be
night.
Wednesday, June 21st or Wednesday, June 28th. Okay. We'll have a program for you, but... We do try to stay active in the community as much as possible and serve the community as much as possible.
Right. Terrific. So. We're out of time. And the only thing I want to end it with is Landmark is very lucky to have gotten you, Laura.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Because, the way you're putting things together, I'm talking the show is also for the seniors, but it's two different things. You have the seniors can go to the night shows also, but just the vibe and the enthusiasm at Landmark, it's tremendous, and people are hearing of it more and more.
Thank
you very much. We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.